And Alan, I was maybe wondering if you could take us through some of the approaches that you use to prepare history teachers to teach this controversial history, and whether that differs at all depending on the communities that those teachers come from or the communities that they're likely to be teaching.
I suppose this goes back to Tim's point about segregated education. Young teachers are coming to teacher education, and although they have been in mixed groupings at university, the evidence seems to suggest, particularly at Northern Ireland's two universities, that in history classrooms, there isn't always a great deal of sharing or mixing. So you're dealing with students who have come through a segregated system and who are likely to go on to teach in a segregated system. And yet you have this very, very concentrated short period of time to do so much with them. But that must include preparing them to challenge their pupils in ways that can help bring some sort of societal transformation. My starting point is to try to put them through the same sort of process that you are preparing them to then put through their young people. You cannot teach controversial history, difficult history, unless you have felt the discomfort of being taught that sort of history yourself. So a lot of the work that I would do with them, in addition, obviously, to preparing them to teach effectively, to teach in a way which has a strong disciplinary foundation, to teach them in a way which recognizes the importance of evidence, that recognizes the importance of different perspectives, that teaches them how to handle dialogue in the classroom. You're also trying to get them to recognize the impact that emotions can have in classrooms and how they as practitioners can control that is maybe a word, but it's more than that. It's not just about control. It's about turning that sort of emotional dimension into something that is more creative and which allows young people to get beyond the simple study of the past in a dispassionate way, to recognize that that history can have an influence on their current thinking and can help them to progress as individuals and as teachers. So it's a modeling process,
yes,
which they can then carry on in the classroom. And it's not something that they are going to walk into a classroom in their first teaching practice and deal with some very, very controversial issue necessarily. I mean, that's unrealistic, but it's probably also got an element of danger to it in terms of their careers. But it is about them recognizing the challenges, recognizing that there is a way that this can be done, and recognizing that they are on a progression, that they can develop those skills that can help them to deal with these things in the future.
And so how do you get there?
I would spend a lot of time around biography, and core to what I'm doing over the year is building relationships between students as well as between students and myself. So I'm asking them to engage in conversation. I'm asking them to explore each other's backgrounds. I'm very aware that they've come from segregated systems and they may go back into segregated systems. But this is very much about trying to build a history teaching community where there are links across and that they will share work and they will perhaps engage in producing curriculum material together and so on. The second thing I'd say is that this type of teaching is not built purely on aspiration or a feeling we must do something. We have been at this for 40 years in Northern Ireland. We have really strong examples of good practice. We have had particular projects over the year that have produced materials, have produced strategies, have produced a pedagogy that goes with it. And we have research to back up the impact that this has. Now, I'm not suggesting that this has spread universally and that can be identified in all schools, but we do have a curriculum which encourages this type of approach at Key Stage 3. And we do have support that helps teachers to reach those objectives. The system itself puts much greater value on the grades obtained at GCSE at A level than it does on the sort of risk taking that I've been talking about earlier. The challenges that I've faced throughout my career is trying to convince teachers that these two approaches are not at variance with each other, that actually you can teach in a way which encourages young people to open up and to see the implications of the history that they're learning for society today without in any way affecting the academic outcomes in terms of grades.